This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And the telephone number here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, love to get you on the air this morning. This week, we're going to be talking with Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. We're going to be talking about planning financially if you live to 100, which is seems crazy, but it's not as crazy as you might think. So we'll get some details from Malia and Eric on that in just a moment. Also, don't forget, as we talked this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, you can learn more about them online. Their website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website. Great resource to learn more about Klaus, how they can help you also if you are a business owner as well, the different divisions at Klaus Financial. Also, you can sign up there for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, the website, klaasfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. And joining us this morning is Malia Cuevas, and Eric will be joining us momentarily. Malia, how you doing today?
Very good. It looks like we've got spring on its way.
Yes, it does. I'm looking at that forecast for next week, and I'm going, yes, and it's exciting stuff. And I know a lot of us, not only do we get excited for spring and summer, but we also get excited when we think about retirement and kind of, you know, those years of planning and work that we put in. What a great reward it is. And we're going to talk this week about living to 100 and planning financially for that. But before we get to that conversation, one of the cool things we do each and every week, and this week is no exception, is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. And the folks from Klaus Financial have provided another fantastic prize, a $25 gift card to Starbucks. You'll have a chance to win that a little bit later on in the program. We'll tell you how you can do that again later on in this show. But before we get rolling on this week's topic, let's take a look back at last week's topic, the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, and get the question there as well.
Yeah, so last week we talked about guarantees at your bank, at your credit union, and also with regards to your SIPC coverage, which you would find at investment for your investments. So very important topic, and a great question last week was, in 2022, how much coverage does FDIC provide per account per investor at your local bank, which is covered by FDIC? Was it $100,000 or $250,000? And Gary of Middleton was listening carefully. He called in first with the correct answer, so congratulations to him. And listen carefully today for today's question.
And it sounds like Eric, are you along with us now? Eric, how are you doing this morning? Yeah, we're still having microphone issues there, but we'll get Eric on uno momento. And Malia, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about how to plan financially for life till 100. And of course, we plan for retirement and put money away. What should we be thinking of? What should we be aware of there?
Yeah, so there's a lot of important considerations and numbers to be aware of. And I just think back to this past week, I have sat and reviewed with clients who were 94, 96 years old, and I actually have a gentleman I'm reviewing with next month who's 101. Okay.
Awesome.
So this is not far-fetched. As we sit down and think, oh, I'm going to retire and it'll be like 20 years and I'll be retired, it's like sometimes they keep on going, these people, which is great. So there's a lot of considerations. And, you know, many times we hear that the age 60 is the new 40. Well, following that same train of thought, what we're hearing is that 100 is the new 80. So keep that in mind when you're thinking and planning for your own situation and your own resources. So one interesting fact is that the average length of time, average, nobody's average, remember that, that we're retired remains at 18 years. The average age at which people retire, according to Gallup's 2021 Economy and Personal Finance Survey, is age 62 versus the age that they plan to retire, which was age 64. So many of us think that, okay, I'm just going to keep on working and everything will just line up the way they think. And the reality is people tend to retire closer to 62. That's been very consistent since they started doing these surveys since 2002. So again, these are averages. So we are seeing more and more people retiring even earlier. So for people retiring around 55 years of age, potentially people could be retired for 30 to 40 years. And that requires a lot more planning and obviously resources to accomplish this. So this is a statistic I find amazing. Here in the United States, we have the highest absolute number of centenarians in the world. So centenarians, say that fast. And we have approximately 97,000 living here in the United States. Japan comes in second with 79,000. So there's a good chance you could end up in that category too. And so you're going to have to look at the questions for yourself as you pose the retirement, when to retire. Is there longevity in your family? Have you saved enough money for a retirement that can span that 18 plus years? Can you continue working for as long as you'd like? And again, it's not just mentally, it's also physically. And then finally, involving healthcare. What are the healthcare costs truly going to look like for yourself or for your household in retirement? And this is where we get real with numbers and we really say, I mean, none of us knows how long we're going to be here, but potentially you could be retired a very long time. And many times our clients will say, I've been retired longer than I worked. And that is like, wow, yeah. I want to be in that category, right?
That is a great place to be. And joining us now as well is Eric Schwartz. Eric, how are you doing this week?
Sure, I'm doing pretty well. Sorry, I was a little late. I was looking up the definition of centenarian. That was a tough one.
It's great to have you on and welcome to the program. And again, you can be like so many others who have called in and got their questions answered by retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Give us a ring right now, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. And I know it's kind of a strange question, but I've heard that there is actually a calculator that can reveal your future life expectancy kind of based on your age. Where can I find this? And what should my financial plan for retirement take into consideration there?
Go ahead, Eric.
Eric, we'll leave that one to you.
I'll be glad to answer that one. Yeah. You can actually go to the Social Security Administration's website, and if you go towards the bottom of the page, you'll find calculators of all kinds. One of them is a life expectancy calculator, so listeners don't have to wonder anymore how much longer they're going to live. They can just have it figured out for them by the IRS. But this is important just to get an idea for how long you may need resources to live. Running out of money before running out of life, as CJ would say, is one of the biggest fears that retirees face. And regarding your financial plan for retirement, your plan should allow for you to remain independent, allow for social connections, and to participate in activities that bring you joy. So that can be difficult for a lot of people who spend their whole lives working, kind of transitioning to understanding what their hobbies are, what they want to spend time doing in retirement. With that in mind, it's important to recognize that housing in retirement remains the largest spending category. So figuring out where you want to do these activities that you enjoy, that is a big decision as well.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with Eric Schwartz and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you got a question, love to get you on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Learn more about Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. That's the telephone number for Kloss Financial. I've got to guess that the pandemic has had an effect on this stuff as well, hasn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. The pandemic's changed the way people live and how they think about where they live and the people they live among. Many older adults have spent more time at home. They generally feel less connected to their neighbors. And many of them are now considering living in, many of them are considering living in multi-generational homes, living with family rather than being isolated. With that said, according to a new AARP Home and Community Preferences survey, data does reveal that 77% of adults 50 and older want to remain in their homes for the long term, a number that has been consistent for more than a decade. So some questions that you might want to ask yourself specifically related to housing is, do you want to stay in your home? And if so, will it need to be modified for aging? We see this a lot with clients. We have to consider the cost of remodeling their homes to be able to live comfortably and safely as they age. What other housing options are available to you and what will they cost? So, you know, there are for people who don't want to or can't stay in their home. There are, you know, retiree housing options that many times work better, but they come at a cost. Would you consider downsizing? This is another big one we see with working with clients. The 4 or 5 bedroom house is no longer necessary when there's just two people. So looking at selling that house and moving to either a smaller home, maybe a condo. Do you want to relocate to a pedestrian-friendly neighborhood? Maybe you want to move out of state, move abroad. These are big, big questions, but very, very important as you are approaching retirement. And the last one I'll touch on here is, what does your family situation look like? So do you have adult children that you could live with or that you want to live with? And, you know, what sort of burden would that perhaps place on your children?
Really interesting things to consider there. I think a lot of us are looking pedestrian friendly these days as we're looking at gas price. We're going, hey, maybe we should start looking for this little more walkability. Great information this morning from Malia and Eric. If you've got questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, love to get you on the air right now. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online. Their website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 442-5637. Ask Malia a little bit about some of the other expenses to be considering with longevity. We'll get those details, and we'll take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. The telephone number at Kloss Financial. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Their number, 608-442-5637. And their fantastic website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. Also, great opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Get a link to the most recent podcast. So if you missed part of today's program or you want to review, you can always subscribe and they'll send you a great weekly snapshot of the markets as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that up at klaasfinancial.com. Talking this week about living to 100, which is becoming, we learned the United States leads the world as far as centurions, I do believe. Did I say that right, Malia?
Not right, but that's okay.
Close enough. That's a B or maybe a C attempt there. So the United States leads the world in number of folks 100 or older. And so when we talk about this, you start thinking about potential expenses associated with longevity, Malia. What are some thoughts on that and when it comes to planning for an extended life?
Yeah. So as Eric said, you know, the housing in retirement, no matter how long that is an important consideration where you're going to live. And when we look at, you know, the magic question, there's several magic questions, but one of them is, how long am I going to live? How much money do I need to have to live that long in retirement? And so what we look at is, again, on average, you're going to need between 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income. We would argue sometimes you may need 100% depending on what your lifestyle choices are. So it obviously depends. But when we've got that extra kicker of the potential longevity, there are special concerns. And one of those, of course, is healthcare. Healthcare is always going to be a big component of those costs. I would argue that the last check we all write will be to some healthcare facility. So according to the Fidelity Retiree Healthcare Cost Estimate, they say that an average retired couple age 65 in 2021 will need to have approximately $300,000 saved. This would be after-tax money to cover healthcare expenses in retirement. So that number doesn't include any chronic conditions or health emergencies, and honestly, it doesn't even consider long-term care costs. So what we're saying here is many times people just assume as soon as they get to that great age of 65 and they get on Medicare, which is national health insurance, is going to magically take care of all those extra expenses. And it doesn't. It takes care of a lot, but it doesn't take care of everything. So if you are already age 65, there's a very high probability you could live to be 100. is a lot more years to cover, hence this large number that you hopefully will have accumulated to make life easier. So what's important to know about this? Well, if you're still working right now and your employer is offering you an HSA, which is a health savings account, the idea here is that you could be contributing to it just like you do to your 401k, and you could, of course, avoid extra taxes because it's going in and reducing your taxable income. And there is a limit every year for your HSA, but the point here is that you can spend that money well into retirement. So I've never seen someone have so much stashed away in their HSA that they aren't going to need it later on. It doesn't go away when you retire. You can use it for the rest of your life. So if you have a plan available, I would say consider adding monies to that. And then finally, other things to consider is long-term care insurance. So that's something you should be looking into, see if it fits in your situation. Do you have pre-existing conditions that prevent even the purchase of it? You want to talk to someone who is good in the industry and can give you kind of an outline on what types of policies are available out there and if it makes sense for you. And finally, as Eric mentioned about where you're going to live, you want to consider what healthcare facilities and providers are around you should you decide to move in retirement. That's definitely a consideration. It's not just the weather, folks. It's also good to know who may be able to take care of you.
Important things to remember and consider when it comes to making these decisions. Talking this week with Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial, the website klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. So let's talk cars. What about that expense of still needing a car in retirement, Eric?
Yeah, often when we're meeting with a client who's kind of on the verge of retirement and they're coming in with the retirement budget we made them put together, oftentimes it doesn't include an expense for a car. And that's because clients tell us, well, I just bought my last car. More and more, that is not usually the case. In fact, the second largest expense for individuals over 65 is a car purchase, and that accounts for about 15% of their annual expenditures when it does happen. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So a couple things to consider specifically related to that is just how will you get to your favorite places in retirement? How will you do those activities we were talking about to fill your time in retirement? And, you know, maybe that is living in a more walkable city, but inevitably planning to have a reliable car will likely make sense. Another question to consider is who will assist you if you can't drive yourself somewhere? So, again, when choosing a place to live, transportation options and considering what is available in your area is crucial. The last one I'll touch on in this space is, you know, if you have a partner, do you and your partner want to get by with only one car? So maybe during your working years you needed two, and you can cut costs by going down to one car.
I don't recommend it.
I would say
it.
Maybe, yeah. that would be perhaps a test on a relationship as you're going through a transition moving into retirement. So maybe that isn't the best bet right up front. But, you know, just to kind of sum everything up here, there's a lot of things to consider when you look towards a long retirement. But, you know, with good planning, there really is no doubt you can still be successful and you can still, you know, live a long, comfortable retirement that you've been planning.
Fantastic perspective this morning, talking with Eric Schwartz and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial, the website klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Today is an important day. We'll get the details from Malia. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz, they come to us from Klaas Financial, the website klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. I'm looking and seeing. We don't have a Money in Motion listener question this week, but Malia, you do have a very important public service announcement courtesy of the Social Security Administration.
I thought, you know, this should be highlighted today because one of our jobs at Kloss Financial is to really make sure our clients are protected when it comes to, you know, all the fraudsters who are out there. And that probably grinds us the most is when we hear someone's been taken advantage of. So as we were researching Social Security and longevity and everything, we came across the fact that today, of all days, March 10th, 2022, has been designated by the Inspector General for Social Security as National Slam the Scam Day. So today's the day, Slam the Scam. And what that is an outreach campaign that they have set up to really raise public awareness of all the Social Security scams and other government imposter scams that are out there. So they've incorporated that into the National Consumer Protection Week, which is this week. So what's alarming is that last year, Federal Trade Commission received almost 400,000 complaints. Wow. Of government imposter scams. And with all those complaints, almost 9% lost money to a scammer that equated to more than $442 million. Wow. So this just makes me sick to see that people are being taken advantage of. So their idea, as is ours, is to prevent further losses. We really want people to use caution when receiving calls from someone claiming to be from a government agency. So this is a good reminder, and especially for our listeners who say, well, it will never be me. Well, it might be your parents. So make sure that you pass on this message. So remember, these are the things that Social Security will never do. They will never threaten arrest or legal action if someone does not immediately send money to resolve an overpayment. They will never promise to increase benefits or resolve identity theft issues for a fee or by moving money into a protected account. They just simply will never do that. They will never require payment with a retail gift card, a prepaid debit card, cryptocurrency, wire transfer, internet currency, or by mailing cash. They'll never do that. And they won't send you a text or email messages that contain personal information. So as soon as you hear this or see this, just ignore it. And then really their scam prevention message is simple. This is what you should do. Hang up on suspicious calls from government officials calling about a problem with your Social Security number or account. And never make payments with gift cards, wire transfers, or by mailing cash. You know, I know sometimes people just like to talk. My husband would be one. He'd answer the phone. He just wants to talk to the person. And, you know, don't talk to them. Just hang up the phone, because if they're asking for something equated to what we've discussed today, they're not going to do you a favor here. Report Social Security scams if you're aware of one. The website's actually oig.ssa.gov. Report any other scams to reportfraud.ftc.gov. Please, please, please listen to these ideas and just don't be another person, another statistic that has given money to the wrong person.
Really good message this morning, that's for sure. Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can submit a question to be answered here on the air. And, of course, you can get to know Kloss Financial again at the website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's time. Now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Starbucks. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to AARP, what percentage of adults 50 and older plan to remain in their homes for the long term? Is it 20? 25% or more than 75%. Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win the $25 gift card to Starbucks. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that. Get to know your appointment at Kloss Financial. Complimentary to you. What a nice gift. And their telephone number again, 608-442-5637. Malia, Eric, it's always great talking with you guys. Enjoy the week.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care.
Thanks, Sean.
See you guys. Kevin Clark in studio with us next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.